From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama and Asia-Pacific leaders meeting in Lima, Peru, are still focusing Sunday on trade and the incoming administration of President-elect Donald Trump. The U.S. president and other world leaders are in Lima for the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting, the APEC summit. And barring unforeseen circumstances, this will be the final foreign trip of Obama's 8 years in the White House. On Saturday, Obama had a message for 1,000 young leaders from all over Latin America and the Caribbean on President-elect Trump, saying don't assume the worst.
Democracy means that sometimes you have to compromise. And it means that, you know, the outcomes of elections don't always turn out the way you would hope. And then you know, we're going through that in the United States, and I'm doing everything I can to help facilitate a successful transition with the president-elect in the United States.
Meanwhile, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is continuing to meet with prospective candidates for high-level jobs within his administration. Vice President-elect Mike Pence, who is in charge of the transition team, spoke on CBS's Face the Nation about Saturday's meeting with Republican Mitt Romney.
I would tell you that it was not only a cordial meeting, but also it was a very substantive meeting. And I can say that Governor Romney is under active and serious consideration to serve as Secretary of State of the United States.
Romney had opposed Trump's candidacy during the campaign, and this Sunday Trump sits down with Wilbur Ross, a potential Commerce Secretary, and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. This is VOA News. The top U.S. military and intelligence chiefs want President Obama to fire the National Security Chief. That's according to the Washington Post, the first to report that Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Director of National Intelligence James Clapper made the recommendation last month to the White House to remove Admiral Michael Rogers, who is the head of both the National Security Agency and U.S. Military Cyber Command. The reason for Carter and Clapper's push for dismissal was not immediately clear. President-elect Donald Trump is considering Rogers for an intelligence spot within his administration. At least 96 people have been killed and 100 others injured during a train derailment in northern India. Rescue workers and volunteers have been combing through the badly mangled coaches to see if they can locate additional survivors of the derailment that happened early Sunday morning. Dozens of ambulances were deployed to the site. It's not clear why 14 of the train's coaches were thrown off the tracks. French conservatives are voting this Sunday in a nationwide primary to choose their nominee for next year's presidential election. That's following a campaign marked by concerns about the influx of migrants into Europe and the devastating series of jihadist attacks in France. 7 candidates are competing in the first round of the primary. Results, or at least a runoff, is scheduled for November 27th. On the minds of many is what's happening in the United States as well, with some protesters saying they are concerned about statements made by President-elect Trump during the campaign.
We're not contesting election results, but in every democracy, I believe there's a government and there's an opposition in a healthy democracy, and we are that opposition. The things he has said are not okay. He has targeted everyone, women, Muslims, Mexicans, immigrants. Everything that makes America great, he has targeted. And we are here to say that is not okay.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has announced that she will seek a fourth term as head of government after meeting with other leaders of her Christian Democrats in Berlin Sunday. The 62-year-old has been widely considered a stabilizing force in Europe at a time of uncertainty after Britain's referendum to leave the European Union and the election of Donald Trump as the next U.S. president. White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice warned the Syrian regime and its Russian backers Saturday that they will be held accountable for the heinous bombings of hospitals and rebel-held portions of Aleppo. Rice said the Syrian regime and its allies, Russia in particular, bears the responsibility of the immediate and long-term consequences these actions have caused in Syria and beyond. Airstrikes and artillery fire carried out by government forces there killed at least 27 people Saturday. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.